A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a few clouds, 89 degrees.
And a new crash outbound I-15, 5200 South. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story.
The case of Mackenzie Lueck.
More charges are filed against Mackenzie Lueck's suspected killer. The Salt Lake DA's office says these charges are separate from the Lueck murder investigation. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has the very latest.
The man accused of brutally murdering University of Utah student Mackenzie Lueck and then trying to burn her body is now being charged with possessing child porn. Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill says the material resulted from a search warrant served on Ayula Ajayi's phone and laptop.
And this is really the product of that ongoing investigation as we continue to pursue all our leads.
Ajayi's already facing charges of aggravated murder and kidnapping, desecration of a body, and obstruction of justice. But Gill says his job as a public prosecutor is to deliver justice wherever it's due.
The sad part is they're somebody's children, and that's why we take it so seriously in prosecuting such offenses.
Gill reminds people Ajayi is presumed innocent until proven guilty. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 301. We have an update on another big murder case here in Utah. Maria Chaleos is back.
Jeff?
The case of Lizzie Shelley.
The man accused of murdering 5-year-old Lizzie Shelley in Logan pleaded guilty to her death today. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with the latest, Paul.
Well, Maria, Alex Whipple admitted to taking a knife from his sister's home in court, stabbing Elizabeth Shelley in the back and piercing her lungs. Cache County Attorney James Swink says the death penalty was taken off the table in exchange for information about where Whipple hid the body, but they do expect Whipple will get life without parole.
We're hopeful that the judge will understand the gravity of the case. I think in this type of case that we're hopeful that the judge would give that sentence.
A family spokesman says that Lizzie was all about kindness and they hope that people will remember to live like Lizzie. Sentencing is scheduled for September 24th. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Highway Patrol has released dramatic body cam video of an arrest in southern Utah. The video shows three kidnapping suspects fleeing with two babies from California earlier this month. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has watched the video. She says Trooper Adam Gibbs spotted the suspects driving a white van near Parowan and pulled them over.
Open up the door. Let me see your hands. Come out of the car.
UHP Trooper Gibb drawing his gun to lure out Jeremy Addle and his dad, Frank Mark, from the van on the side of the freeway. With the two men in handcuffs, Trooper Gibb then approaching the van, taking one of the baby girls in his arms and sending Addle's mom, Andrea Yanko, to be handcuffed as well. Addle and his parents are accused of taking the 8 and 20-month-old girls after a domestic situation with their mom in California.
The Division of Child and Family Services is reuniting the girls with their mom. A Utah teenager died yesterday in Glacier National Park after a car that she was riding in was hit by falling rocks. It happened last night on the Going to the Sun Road. The rocks also injured her parents and two other children in the car. A spokesperson for the National Park Service says the rocks that hit the car were between fist size and 12 inches in diameter, and they could have filled the bed of a pickup truck. KSL's top national stories this hour. Police investigating the Dayton, Ohio shooting say the suspect's sister was one of the first people he shot. While they are divided on whether the suspect intentionally targeted his sister and their companion, investigators do say it was likely deliberate.
We all have been reviewing this evidence, including the homicide detectives who are deeply immersed in this. We have radically different views in that regard. And if we can't agree and the interpretation of the evidence, where some are saying absolutely not, he was not intentional, some saying no, it had to be, I would say it's inconclusive.
The suspect went into the bar with his sister, but then went back to his parked car to retrieve body armor, an assault-style rifle, and ammunition. Police say it's apparent the suspect planned for the mass shooting, but they don't know why he chose that place at that time. As the president indicates, the Republican Senate majority may finally agree to the additional federal background checks. Democrats say there's not nearly enough to stop gun violence. That is not nearly enough, rather. ABC's Andy Field has details from Washington.
House Democratic Majority Leader Steny Hoyer urging Senator Mitch McConnell to vote on the already House-passed gun background checks.
95% of Americans support it because they believe it is a significant and important step,
including semi-automatic weapon restrictions he feels might reduce mass shootings. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
And a female pilot is suing a popular private charter company claiming sexual discrimination. ABC's Alex Stone with the story.
At 5 feet, 2 inches tall, veteran pilot Sherry Trierup, who had just been hired by NetJets, had a problem. She was hired to fly a certain type of aircraft, and it turned out she was too short to fly it. She had a hard time getting her feet to reach the rudder pedals.
I was told by NetJets, go buy a booster seat, wear platform shoes, just make it work.
But she says nothing worked, and she claims she was fired because she was too short, while men who were too tall for the plane were transferred to different aircraft types instead of being let go. Trierup is now suing NetJets. Alex Stone, ABC News.
NetJets says it does not comment on pending litigation. KSL News Time, 3:05.